saying. Okay, 52, Lukot Tateira Achrei, second column. Patrick says, Kibir Mezeichap Alechem Latayr Eschem, and this they'll forgive you, to purify you, Mikocha Tesechem, before your Avedas, Lifnei Hashem Tetodu. Before Hashem, you become purified. Lahav and Kefal, Oshin Taler, Latayr Tetodu. The Patrick says twice, Latayr Eschem, to purify you, and then it says, Lifnei Hashem Tetodu. Twice, the concept of purity. So, we need to understand what's a Sesame Tshuva all about. Why did the Chum make 10 days? Why not 8 days, 9 days, 1 day? I mean, what's this 10 days of Tshuva? And then it says, and this day, meaning the 10th day, Yom Kippur, that's when you'll be forgiven. That means the first 9 days you're not forgiven. Hashem has to forgive us right away. So why is the pasuk saying, and Yom Kippur is when Hashem forgives you? What's with the other 9 days? You do tshuva, you're forgiven. Ach, inyan is like this. What's the inyan of tshuva? Ki inyan tshuva, lahoshiv ponim beponim, elav yizbarich. To return face to face. Like we learned, the Zayed, Alter Rebbe says from the Zayed, tshuva means to return. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means to return to Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe asks, what do you mean return? Return means you're far away, and then you have to return. But Hashem's all over the place. Where are you returning to? He's here. You're returning to Hashem's all over the place. He says, so why do you have to return and become closer to him? How did he become distant? If Hashem's all over, he can't become far from Hashem. He's all over. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe asks a few questions. The double expression, also, why is there 10 days of tshuva, not whatever? And also, what it means that on this day of Yom Kippur you get forgiven, which implies the other days not, but you do tshuva, you're forgiven. And also, what does it mean to return to Hashem if Hashem's all over? So he says, in you know, commercial base b'nei odom. The commercial is like two people. She'aim dem zeh etzel zeh, they could be standing right near each other. But they turn back to back. They could be standing next to each other, but they're back to back, so they're really a whole world apart. And he says, "Ein lochrich gadol mizeh." There's no distance further than this. Ela bachzad ve'en kiruv. Ela bachzad panim upanim. Lochaeda, when you stand opposite, back to back, see the whole world apart. How do you get close? You turn around, you face each other. So he says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll see my back, but you won't see my face. Which obviously, if the pasuk says, you're going to see my face, you're going to see my backside, not my face, means that Lamaila in Kedusha, there's ponim, there's face to face, and there's back to back. And it says, Yoin Hashem ponev elecha. Hashem should shine his countenance upon you. Shashpotia b'china sodas ponim. What are we asking? What is the bracha b'chas kayanim? That Hashem should shine his face. Meaning, mipnimius ritzene. From the pnimius of Hashem's will, the pnimius of Hashem's will should be revealed to the person. But there is a level in heaven of pnimius and chitanius, back and front, external and internal. Like it says, v'ayavis Yaakov. The pasuk says, I love Yaakov. It says, kimochi emchan el race. L'chein, hashpo shemashpil elach yusei. Therefore, like this, evil, Hashem sustains evil anyway, because without Kedusha, without Hashem, evil can't exist. So but how does Hashem sustain evil, though? Not in a way that he's looking at them, he's excited about it, he wants to smile at them. He throws it over the shoulder, so to speak. He has no choice but to sustain it. That comes from Bechinas Achraim, the external level. Commander Shadi Basikatfa, like one who throws it over the shoulder. Shanais and Lesene. that you give it to your enemy. You don't want to give it. You have no choice, so you give it. It's like you're forced to give it. But this is not what Hashem really wants. Meaning like this. When Hashem wants to sustain you, that's called panim. When Hashem doesn't want to sustain you, but he has no choice, kaviyochel, so to speak, so then it's called the backside. Aval tzadik, bo hashpa b'chinyas panim. So to the Rasha, like mochayam, chalek hambalik, and all that, Hashem gives it, like throwing over the shoulder. I have no choice, but I got to do it. The tzaddik, though, it comes in the level of pnimis retzene. Sheneis in bedotzen gomur. He gives it with a complete will. Uvahar is born in besimcha v'tuv levav, but ev eiz v'chedva, with a lot of joy and happiness. So this is the difference, what it means, pnimis retzene. It doesn't mean that Hashem has a face, or Hashem has a back, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see the face of Hashem, and he only saw the back. What does it mean? There are levels of alokus that Hashem wants to be mashpia. He's excited about sustaining. That's the level of panemius. There's a level that he does over the shoulder. That's the level of external. And he says, this is also, now we can understand what tshuva is. The Alter Rebbe asked, how can you return if Hashem's all over the place? So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. When you sin, it says like this. It says in the Pasuk, the Navi is complaining for Hashem. Panu elai erif. The Jews turned their back to me. Meaning they don't want to be next to me. They don't want to listen to me. They don't want to do anything. Kipon elai meaning shapoinim elav. He says like this. What does the Pasuk say? They turn to me, but with their back. It doesn't say they go away from Hashem. Which means, he says, shapoinim elav bikim teirasim mitzvesev. They do keep Torah mitzvahs. Panu alai, they're turning to me. But, eidif, it's only external. Meaning, ein zala b'chinas eidif, shein b'chinas p'nim yitzharotzen, me'ava v'tshuka. It's not what this is, what they really want to do, ela mitzvahs anashim lumada. It's habitual, it's a habit, v'heilach v'kriris, and it's cold. So he says like this, a Jew can serve Hashem, by the way, and be a super good Jew, he doesn't sin. He does every possible mitzvah. But it's still out of backside. Why? Because they're not interested. They do it because of habit.
If they're not interested,
it's dead. It's dead.
It's tougher to do.
No, people do things out of habit.
Someone who's not interested in putting tefillin on, it's harder for him to put it on.
It's not true. They do it because a normal Jew, yeah? I'll give you a simple example. Chol HaMoed, everybody gets excited. They don't have to put on tefillin. Yeah? Oh. You don't have to put on tefillin. That shows that when you put on tefillin, you're not excited about it. But Ditchiva was up a whole night waiting to put on tefillin the day after Sukkot and Pesach. He was up a whole night waiting, when can he finally put on tefillin? So he says, v'tshuva, so therefore what's tshuva? So in other words, I'm saying, it's not that you don't do mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs. But it's no feeling. It's over the back, over the shoulder. V'tshuva, what's the level of tshuva? Hazad is panim b'panim. Face to face, in a level of pnim, it's the tzayin of a chefze. So, therefore, what is it? Tshuva means a level of simcha. I want to return to Hashem face to face, meaning I want to do it with excitement. That's what tshuva means. So he says, there's a very lofty level. How can this be ingrained within the person to reach a level that he really enjoys Torah mitzvahs like he does food and everything else? So he says like this. In order to understand this, to understand what the Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Shemevili Demaisa. Learning is great because it brings to action. What does that mean? Mechal Shamaisa Hu'aikir. That action is really what counts. the Talmud ain't a godol, and the only reason why learning is important because it brings to action. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Godol Talmud, what makes learning great? That means not learning by itself. Learning is great because it brings to action. V'amir Azal, and the Gemara says, Aleimich le'lasis, if a person learns with the intent of not keeping, motiv shenishtapach le'shilyosi, it means your embryo should have never turned over, which in simple English means you should have never been born. The Gemara says, if you learn Torah with the intent of not keeping, you should have never been born. Or the Rebbe Rashab speaks about those intellectuals that learn Chassidus only as an intellect, not to come into practical changing of a person's personality. Also, he's very, very sharp expressions about that. Because the whole inyan of Torah is to bring action. Will be Yishalmi, and Yishalmi, it says on the Pasuk. Al Chorch Veitim LeYishvava. Or your desires are not equal to learning. Afil L'Chefzi Shemayim. Shakol HaMitzvahs Einam Kedai Afil L'Dover Echad Shul Divrei Torah Shemalas Eisik HaTorah. You say it on Myers Kima Mitzvah. But in Yishalmi it says that the Torah is greater. Now, the Rebbe is discussing now a contradiction. He's going to continue in the contradiction. In our Gemara, it says, learning is great because it brings to action. If you learn with the intent of not doing, you should never have been conceived. Which means, action is much greater than learning. Yet, Yishalmi says that all mitzvahs together are not worth even one word of Torah. And not only that, the Gam, the Gemara Shalonu, and the Gemara, Rami, Kroya Dodi, even in the Gemara, he quotes from Meir Cotton, that the Gemara asks a question, a contradiction. One pasuk says, Chol chafzeh chol yishivba, all your desires don't equal it, chafzeh chol chafzeh shemayim. That means, all your desires are not equal to Torah, but mitzvahs are equal to Torah. And another pasuk says, Chol chafetim leyishivba, fil chafzeh shemayim. Another Gemara Meir Cotton asks a very simple question. One pasuk says, even mitzvahs are not worth Torah. And another pasuk says, mitzvahs are greater than Torah. So which one is it? The Gemara asks the question. And the Gemara answers, mitzvah shi'yav shalaseh sa'idei achayim. One pasuk is speaking about a mitzvah that nobody else could do. V'kan, b'mitzvah she'ef shalakayim ha'idei achayim. Meaning, she'mitzvah she'ef shalakayim ha'idei achayim. If somebody else is able to do the mitzvah, then Yani Chani, you should let go of the mitzvah, not do it. V'yasik b'teira, and you should learn teira. Right? So the Gemara says like this. If somebody else could do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. Let somebody else do the mitzvah, and you go learn. If nobody else is going to be able to do the mitzvah, then you do the mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe said, L'chein einu muvan, HaKol HaTeirei Nak Pira Shabir Ketzeti HaMitzvah. So, L'chein, the Teirei tells us how to do a mitzvah. So how could telling us how to do the mitzvah be better than the mitzvah itself? You buy a new appliance, you get a manual, how to work it, yeah? How could that manual be better than the stove you just bought? It's only telling you how to use the stove. If the whole Torah is teaching us how to do a mitzvah, so how could Torah ever be greater than a mitzvah? It's only the manual of how to do the mitzvah. But it can't be greater than the mitzvah. Okay, so he says, and also he says, it says another thing we need to understand. So now Rebbe is asking basically, what's greater, learning or mitzvahs? Because it's contradictory. And also another question, Gemara says, if you learn the laws of carbon oila, the carbonus, it's like you brought a carbon. If you learn the laws of a flower offering, it's like you brought a flower offering. So he says, wait a minute. Halei carbonus, bringing a carbon, you need a base of migdash. You need kayanim. How can the Torah consider that if you learn the laws of Eila, it's like you brought an Eila. How could that be? You don't have a base of Mikdash. You don't have Kayanim. You don't have an animal. How could that be? Reuven calls that. So he says, okay, top of the page. I'll be a beer, me a mile, see not Tato Bechlolo. But you're understanding first the whole union of Tato. Shemitz, or Kolachad, Rachad, Lilmid, Kolaloch, Satato. A person is not, there's a chiv on a man at least, not on a woman, to learn the entire Tato. Which means even mitzvahs that are not relevant, like the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, the laws of purity and impurity, even though they're not relevant today, you have to learn them. Which only Dayanim. He says, Avo became. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah. I'll call Adam. I feel me. Even if you don't want to be a Dayan or a Rav. Yeah? So, Cheira, you know, a Dayan or a Rav has to learn Shulchan Aruch to know how to pass Kinshilas. But, Cheira, why is there a Chiyuv on a person that's not interested in becoming a Dayan? Or Rav, why in the world would there be a chiv on them to learn Teda, or the whole of Teda, even in things that are not relevant to them? And not only that, you have to learn things that are not relevant to any Jew. Okay? So this is, it's late. But Al Rebbe is asking a whole bunch of questions here before he gets in, he didn't even start explaining it yet. When you know this. So what's Al Rebbe saying? The Chayra, what's unique about Yom Kippur? Why is it 10 days? Why is Yom Kippur forgiven, not the other days? What does this mean? That tshuva, you have to return to Hashem, Hashem's all over. So the Alter Rebbe started speaking, there's panim, there's front, there's back, wanting, not wanting. And then the Alter Rebbe goes into the whole discussion about what's greater. Is learning greater or mitzvahs are greater? But l'cheira, how could learning be greater if mitzvahs only, Torah is only the explanation, the manual for the mitzvahs? So how could it be greater?
Has Al killed for another 10 days?
I don't know, it depends what happens. Cholamay. Depends when they finish.